This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Well, Well, Well. This is Jessie. You're here with me, myself and Carlos from the Victorian AIDS Council. Just like to say thanks to Tim for the news and to the Gazman for the morning show. Good afternoon, Carlos. How are we today?
Hey, Jessie. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty excited. It's my first time hosting, right? So supposed to be a bit nervous, but we'll be okay. I've got you with me.
Yeah, so remember, Well, 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 it's the Victorian AIDS Council, the VAC show, and we talk about everything in regards to sex, health and well-being, all the issues that affect the GLBTI community. So each week we have three co-hosts. Sadly enough, Adam is sick today.
He's so not feeling well. So doing a little shout out to Adam, if he is listening.
It's just
that we're missing him today.
It's just a newbie, isn't
just
it?
Just a newbie. So they're going to let us ramp it in joy.
Oh, my God.
Letting us loose. Well, today we are very excited because we've got a very special guest coming in from Hepatitis Victoria, Gary Sattell. And we'll be having a chat about Hep B, Hep C, and as well as HIV co-infection and some of the work he's been working on. So make sure you guys stay tuned and listen to him. You can get in touch with us a couple ways on facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. You can call 1300-JOY-949 or send us an email to onair@joy.org.au. You can SMS 0427-JOY-949 or even tweet us at wellwellwelljoy.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. You are here with Jessie and myself. Adam is actually a bit sick today. Today we're talking about everything hepatitis.
And I just also want to say thank you to all those people that joined up during Radiothon last week. That was pretty exciting and we love you very, very much. Sending out love to you all and just a shout out to that. Today we've got our guest here, Gary Sattell, who works in community support in Hepatitis Victoria. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
How are you going today?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty exciting. So do you mind telling us what Hepatitis Victoria is about and what your role is in the organisation?
Yeah, sure. Hepatitis Victoria is a not-for-profit organisation along the same lines as the AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Clinic and Living Positive Victoria, where we have a volunteer board and paid staff. So we have 10 or 12 paid staff, depending on the projects that are available, and a host of volunteers and contributors who assist us in our work. And I suppose our role really is to represent the needs of people living with viral hepatitis in Victoria, and to provide information and support services for people with or concerned about viral hepatitis.
Yeah, great. It sounds like you cover quite a few broad areas there. Can you tell us about what's being planned in the new future, especially because I hear Hepatitis C Awareness Week is coming up soon, isn't that right?
Yeah, we have the World Hepatitis Day on the 28th of July.
Yeah.
And we're very busy with that. That one day for us takes a couple of months.
Oh, really? So can you tell us what's involved with that day or what's going to go happen?
Yeah, that day we've got what we're calling almost a viral hepatitis extravaganza in the western suburbs.
Okay.
And it's going to be musically focused as well.
Yeah.
So we'll be working with community groups in the western suburbs. We also have...
Which western suburbs do you think
We'll be based in Footscray.
Okay.
And so we'll be working with groups across the western suburbs, really.
Great.
I mean, we'll work with anybody who wants to raise awareness of hepatitis, of course. We also have a really significant program called Street Shot, which targets youth. Okay. And so we work with young people across the state through their high schools, and that's
you
a photographic.
You actually go to their schools.
Go to their schools.
Awesome.
We talk to the students and we talk to the teachers, and we do education sessions with both, and then we get the students to go out and take photographs of images or things that they believe represents hepatitis.
Yeah,
and then we have an exhibition. A little bit later in the year, in conjunction with World Hepatitis Day. And so it's a great way to engage young people and to raise their awareness of the concerns. You know, we have around 10,000 new infections of hepatitis C in particular each year, predominantly amongst young people. So it's very important that we
really
engage with them.
And predominantly what age group is that? Would you categorise young people as?
Up to 25.
Up to 25, yes, 15 to 25? Is that usually the young people?
Yeah. Yep. Really, any time where you know they start to become involved in activities that put them at risk of viral hepatitis.
Absolutely. I'm really pleased that I'm hearing you guys are going to young schools or reaching out to young people because, I mean, education is key, isn't it? And knowledge is power. So I say the younger you are that you get to learn these things, the better your exposure to it. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm really
agree
pleased
with
to
that.
Hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So other than the Hepatitis Day, you said you've got an awareness week that you're running. Is that right?
Well, it's awareness week in that, you know, we're very active during that week. But, of course, the schools, for instance, we've been working with them already, of course. And our educators have been going out. Our health promotion workers have been going out to the schools.
Okay.
And that continues right through. We provide community grants to organisations across the state as well to host awareness activities.
Was it difficult at all to get involved with the schools in terms of getting approval to go in and talk to the students? Or
yeah, it's been a very long journey. Not so much these days. Certainly in the early days, it was quite difficult to get the schools
really to
listen to us about, you know, we're talking about injecting drugs and we're talking about activities that a lot of people think that young people ought not to know about. And, of course, they do, and they are involved. So we need to talk. So these days, and I think the schools that we are involved with, they self opt-in,
so they are
interested. It's not necessarily part of the curriculum, but certainly the schools that are possibly a little bit more progressive, they're very keen to be involved with us, and we're very happy and very keen to be involved with them.
Absolutely.
Is there any involvement of parents of students of those schools? Or?
Not so much at the events that we host. I would imagine the parents are very much aware of what's going on in the schools because they're very much involved in the curriculum these days. So
the parents, they always want to have their say, don't they?
Well, as they should too, I think.
As they should, yes. Well, hopefully it's for the good anyway and that they're supportive of it.
Yeah.
You haven't come across any, what's the word, people coming against that, are you?
Challenging.
That's the word. Any challenges?
We certainly have schools who really don't want to talk about these issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't force schools to be involved with us. But so far the program is growing in strength from year to year, and it's been a great success in reaching out to a lot of young people.
Okay, great. So could you remind us what day that hepatitis is?
28th of July.
28th of July.
World Hepatitis Day.
World Hepatitis Day. Good to know.
Now we're talking to Gary from Hepatitis Victoria. You're back with Jesse and Carlos, just in case you didn't know.
In case you forget us. They will not forget us, Carlos, the newbies.
Now, today we're talking about hepatitis, and let's see about the difference and similarities between hepatitis B and hepatitis C as an STI or sexually transmitted infections.
Sure. Well, hepatitis B and C are both blood-borne viruses. And so, and we talk at Hepatitis Victoria, we specialise in viral hepatitis. Hepatitis B is a blood-borne virus, but it's also transmitted through other body fluids, so it is sexually transmitted as well.
Yeah.
And the big difference between hepatitis B and C is the fact that B is sexually transmitted, but also that hepatitis B can be vaccinated against. So it can be prevented through vaccination.
Certainly.
Hepatitis C is a bloodborne virus and is not normally found in other body fluids. So it's primarily bloodborne and there is no vaccination against it.
Mm.
And having hepatitis C once doesn't protect you from getting it again, whereas having hepatitis B, having had hepatitis B, the majority of people will then go on to become immune to it and not be able to get it again.
Yeah, you, I suppose, do not build up that immunity with Hep C.
With Hep C, no.
And subsequent infections can be quite damaging to your liver, can't they?
Yes, you really don't want to be contracting acute hepatitis C.
Absolutely.
Again and again and again. Now, we do have some special challenges with Hep C in that for the vast majority of people, hepatitis C isn't sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
But there are certain activities that will increase your risk of sexual transmission, and that's primarily around blood during sex.
Yeah.
So anal sex is one of the risk factors that will increase your risk of sexual transmission. And some of the more adventurous sexual activities like use of toys and fisting and multiple sex partners and any activities that might increase blood or cause bleeding during sex.
Absolutely. And would you like to share with us what ways can people, or methods they can employ to protect themselves whilst engaging in these activities?
Yes, certainly. It's all about barrier sex. Using condoms and putting a barrier between you and any possible blood. The trick is you don't need to be able to see the blood. The blood you don't need to be able to see it at all for it to be there. So it is important to for safer sex when it comes to hepatitis C, if you're engaged in anal sex or any of these activities where blood might be present, then barrier sex is the most important thing at this stage. And also, if you're involved in activities where, say, multiple partners or group scenes, frequent washing of any areas that might be exposed to blood.
Yeah.
So that's the other layer of sexual hygiene, we're calling it.
Yeah.
This is all very new. We had a health alert from the Department of Health in 2011 advising us that a cluster, they called it, of HIV-positive guys who had new infections of hepatitis C.
Yeah, that's right. And that was based in Victoria, wasn't it? Do you know what the numbers were around that?
Around that time, there were 44 men who were involved in this alert that the Health Department put out. Now, at that time, we didn't really know what had changed. So we swung into action. We went into partnership with Living Positive Victoria and several other agencies as well, the Health Department, Arches, Harm Reduction Victoria, you name it, we went into partnership with them. And we've had a response going on now since then. And we're just really getting a lot more information now.
Yeah.
And what we believe's happened now is that we didn't see an increase in new infections at that time. We believe what we saw was an increase in testing.
Which actually is a good thing, isn't it?
That's a good thing, yes. Although I wouldn't like people to become complacent about that either, because it still means that we are seeing people getting new infections. We are seeing them.
Absolutely.
We are seeing more reinfections than new infections. So this is people who have had hepatitis C, have undertaken treatment and cleared hepatitis C, and then have got infected again.
Have the reinfections caused a little bit of trouble in terms of the treatment process for the reinfections?
They can be, people can be retreated and the treatment can be just as successful the second time around, but having acute hepatitis C isn't something that we would like people to be doing too often.
Absolutely.
At our recent reference group for the co-infection response project, we heard about someone in London who'd been infected 5 times and had cleared it the first 4 times through treatment. So that's a significant amount.
That's quite high.
And the treatment for hepatitis C can be a bit of an ordeal. It's up to 48 weeks of side effect style treatment.
Oh, absolutely.
And this guy, the fifth time around, his treatment didn't work. So, he's in a pretty difficult situation at the moment.
That's a bit of a predicament, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that sort of really points to how challenging it is to for people to safeguard themselves and also have the sex that they want or need to have.
Yes, absolutely.
And so it's quite challenging. So we are working around that as well. We will be hosting a Safer Sex with Hepatitis C forum a little bit later on this year or early next year.
Make sure you let us know so we can spread the word out there. That sounds quite interesting.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.